Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner-friendly break swing shaping masterclass in Ableton Live, and we're pairing it with clean routing, so your drums don't just sound good, they stay manageable as your project grows. The big idea is simple. In drum and bass, the difference between I dropped in a break loop and this actually rolls a swing, micro-timing, and a really clean drum system. If your routing is messy, you'll second-guess every groove move because compression, saturation, and reverb are all changing what you think you're hearing. So we're going to build it properly from the start. By the end, you'll have a drums bus group, a break that you can control like an instrument, solid kick and snare one-shots acting as an anchor, parallel returns for space, crunch, and punch, and two groove variations you can use to sketch a drop. All right, open Ableton and let's set the foundation. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Classic D-Den B pace. You can go a little lower later if you like rollers around 172, but 174 is a great training ground. Now create a group and name it Drums Boss. Inside that group, make one audio track called Break and three MIDI tracks called Kick, Snare, and Tops. This is already a pro-level habit. You're separating the moving parts. The break brings texture and motion. The one-shots bring authority, and the tops are your attitude layer. Next, create three return tracks. Name them A Room, B Crunch, and C Drum Comp. Even if you don't fully know what you'll do with them yet, setting them up now makes your workflow fast and consistent. Quick coach note, you're not doing this to be organized for organization's sake. You're doing it so that when you change swing, you can instantly tell whether the swing change is good or whether your effects are just tricking your ear. Cool. Now we choose and prep a break. Drag a breakbeat loop into the break track. Pick something with character. It can be an Amen style thing, think break, funky drummer vibe, or tight modern break. Doesn't matter. What matters is, it has some internal movement. Turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats. For drum breaks, beats mode is usually your best friend, because it preserves that crisp transient smack. In the beat settings, set preserve to transients. For transient loop mode, start with off, and if it feels weird, try forward. Now, click inside the clip and make sure it's actually sitting right. If it's drifting, right-click and use warp from here, straight. Set it to loop as either one bar or two bars. Two bars is very DNB, because it gives you phrasing and little conversations inside the groove. Do a quick sanity check. Solo the break. Turn the metronome on, and listen for where the snare lands. You want it roughly on beats 2 and 4. It doesn't need to be perfectly clinical, but if it's obviously off, fix the warp now. Swing is a creative decision. Drift is just a problem. Now we're going to make the break controllable. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack with all those slices and a MIDI clip that triggers them in their original order. This is huge for beginners, because once it's MIDI, you can apply groove more predictably, you can move specific hits, you can add ghost notes, and you can create variation without destroying the loop. Now let's talk swing. The right way. Open the groove pool. If you don't see it, use the shortcut Command or Control, Alt, G. In the browser, go to your swing and groove files. Start simple. Grab something like Swing 16-55 or an MPC 16 swing variation. Drag it into the groove pool. Apply that groove to the MIDI clip that's triggering your break slices. If you've also got hats programmed, we'll apply it there too, but for now, break slices are a great place to learn. In the groove pool settings, start with timing around 15%. Keep it in the 10 to 25 range while you're learning. Set random around 6% to get a bit of human feel. Set velocity around 10 to 12% if you want some subtle dynamics. And make sure bass is 16, because we're living in 16th note energy for this style. Here's a teacher rule that will save you. Don't put the exact same groove amount on every drum layer. In DNB, you want a timing hierarchy. Think of it like this. The snare is the ruler. It moves the least. The kick supports the ruler. It can move a little, but not much. The break slices are character. They move a moderate amount. The tops and ghosts are attitude. They move the most. If you keep that order, your swing won't collapse into spaghetti. Now we need an anchor, because swing without an anchor just feels drunk. Go to your kick MIDI track. Load a drum rack or a simpler with a punchy kick one shot. Make a one bar pattern. Put a kick on beat 1. That's your home base. Now, optionally, add another kick just before beat 3, depending on taste. If you want that slightly late 16th vibe, try placing it a little later in the grid area around beat 3. Don't overthink the exact placement yet. Just get a simple 2-kick foundation. Add a tiny velocity difference, like 110 on the first kick, 95 on the second. You're not trying to create a funk groove with your kick, you're just trying to keep it from being a copy-paste robot. Now the snare track. Load a crisp one-shot snare and simpler. Put the snares on beats 2 and 4. Keep the velocity pretty consistent, like 120-ish or even up to 127 if the sample needs it. Important: don't swing the main snare a bunch at first. If you move the snare too much, the whole track stops feeling like DNB and starts feeling like the drummer fell down the stairs. Let the tops and break do the dancing. The snare is your lighthouse. Now tops, load a closed hat, maybe a shaker or a tight ride if you want. Start with a basic 1/8 or 1/16 hat pattern. Keep it simple. We're going to make it exciting with swing, velocity, and micro timing, not with a million notes. Now we shape the pocket, and this is where the magic actually happens. Before you touch anything else, pick one reference bar. Loop one bar only. You're going to make one bar feel perfect first, then duplicate it. Beginners skip this and end up with four bars of kind of groove, kind of not groove. So loop bar one. Listen. Ask, does it feel lazy, rushed, or solid? If it feels lazy, usually your hats and ghosts are late and the break is too dominant. If it feels rushed, usually your hats are too early and the snare transient is too sharp or too short. Now go into the MIDI editor for either your break slice clip or your hats. Set the grid to 1/16. Then temporarily turn off snap. Command or control. 4. Now you can do micro timing moves. Try 3 classic D then B moves. First, push a ghost hat slightly early. Not a whole 16th. We're talking tiny. 1 to 6 milliseconds early. It creates urgency. Second, pull a break kick or hat slice slightly late, 5 to 15 milliseconds. That gives you that lurchy, rolling swing. Third, keep the main snare very close to the grid. You can do tiny adjustments later, but for now it's the anchor. Now, if you want an instant pocket without editing a bunch of notes, use track delay. This is one of the cleanest beginner tricks in Ableton. Set tops to about minus 5 milliseconds, slightly early. Set the break to about plus 5 milliseconds, slightly late. Keep kick and snare at 0. Now listen, that contrast alone can create a roller feel. The track leans forward and drags behind at the same time. That's DNB physics. Next coach move, a slash B your changes properly. Duplicate your clip or make two scenes. Clip A is your current groove. Clip B is one change only, like hats minus 4 milliseconds or groove timing plus 5%. Toggle every 10 seconds. If you can't clearly prefer one, you either change the wrong layer or the change is too subtle to matter. Now, groove pool management. This is important. Groove pool is amazing, but if you keep tweaking it forever, you never learn what actually moved. Once you like the groove on your hats or break slices, commit it. Commit groove turns the feel into actual MIDI timing you can see and edit. Commit hats and break slices first. Leave kick and snare uncommitted longer so they stay your stable reference point. Alright, now we build the clean routing and parallel processing, because this is where your drums start sounding like a record instead of a demo. On the drums bus group, add an EQ 8 first. Put a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean out sub-rumble that just steals headroom. If the drums sound boxy, do a very gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Small moves. Next, add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not a chokehold. Then add saturator. Put it on soft clip mode, drive around 1 to 3 dB, and level match after it. Don't fall into the trap of thinking it's better just because it's louder. Optionally, add a limiter at the end, only as a safety if you're clipping. Don't crush your drum bus. In DNB, the transients are the attitude. Now return A, room, put a hybrid reverb or normal reverb on it. Short decay, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so the low end stays clean. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't hiss. Send mostly your snare and just a touch of break. Keep it subtle. You want a room around the drum, not a cloud on top of it. Return B, crunch. This is parallel dirt. Put a saturator with drive around 6 to 12 dB and soft clip on. Then EQ 8 after it. High pass around 120 Hz so the low end stays clean. If it needs presence, a little lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help. Blend this, return low. This is seasoning. If you mute it and nothing changes, bring it up a tiny bit. If you mute it and everything suddenly sounds clean and better, you had it too loud. Extra polish trick here: if your crunch starts turning into fizzy hat noise, Put an auto filter after the saturation and low pass until the harsh top calms down. You want thickness and attitude, not white noise sheen. Return C. Drum comp. This is parallel punch. Put glue compressor. Ratio 4:1. Attack very fast, around 0.3 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Lower the threshold until you're getting 5 to 10 dB of compression. Yes, that's a lot, because it's parallel. Optionally, add a little saturator after it, 1 to 4 dB, for density. Blend it underneath the dry drums until the kit feels bigger, but the dry transients still lead. Now, break shaping so it rolls without turning into mud. On the brake track or your sliced brake track, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch it 0 to 10. Turn transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to bring back smack. Usually leave boom off for DNB, because it can fight your kick and sub unless you really know what you're tuning it to. At EQ 8, high pass the brake around 80 to 120 Hz. This is one of the biggest why does my DNB sound amateur fixes. Let the kick and sub own the low end. If the brake is harsh, do a small dip around 6 to 9 kHz. Optionally, use a gate lightly if the brake has nasty room tail or ringing that smears your groove. Lightly, if you gate too hard, it'll start sounding chopped in a bad way. Now a quick sound design coaching moment. Perceived swing is sometimes envelope, not timing. If your hat still feels stiff even after groove, shorten the hat decay a touch, or add velocity to filter so softer hits are darker. That dynamic contrast reads as groove even if the notes are on the same grid. Alright, now we create the DNB structure. 2-bar groove and variations. Make a 2-bar drum loop. Varination A is your stable groove. Clean swing, no extra nonsense. Duplicate it to create Varination B, and change just a little. Here are a few easy, authentic options. Add a snare flam before beat 4 for jungle tension. But don't move the main snare. This audio version is shortened for playback.